Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, there's very few people that I can honestly tell you that right now today I've actually been, had the pleasure of going to a facility and taking a class with them, and my next guest is one of them. I took his red dot sight class. I hope to take another one with him later. I seek his counsel on a great many things, and from time to time he shoves me around and I enjoy every second of it. Joining me now, it's been a while, joined by the head of Sentinel Concepts. We're joined now by Steve the Yeti Fisher. How you doing, sir?
Good, Bill. How are you?
So you're in a place with good reception this time.
Yes, I think so.
Steve lives out in the sticks. And were you traveling yesterday, or...
Yeah, it was weird. I was traveling, and I thought I was in a good area, and I missed the calls. They just didn't come through, and that's my fault, so I apologize for that, sir.
Well, you know, that's no big deal. I mean, it's the drama of live radio.
Yes, but it's Bill Frady live radio. That's important.
Well, it was important because it was the Yeti. Anyway. Anyway, there's a couple of things I want to ask you about, because you deal with every type of bullet launcher I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe to a certain degree I can say that you have demonstrated at the very least a very high level of competence with all the ones that you choose to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go. The AR-15, which okay. you are you still an ambassador for Knights Armament?
Yeah, I'm a full-time employee for Knights Armament, and some great dudes, great company to work with.
Now, typically, as that, you are also involved in product development, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. So, with an AR-15, I know there was a moment there in time when there was like this rush to get to the lowest possible weight you could get to, which I never understood until I started putting accessories on the Lego set.
Yeah.
So, with an AR-15, for somebody coming to you and saying, Steve, I have this great 5.5-pound AR-15, what should I put on it? What would you recommend? At the bare minimum, it's an AR-15, you know, it's not a pistol, it's not an SBR, it's just a regular AR-15. It might have a pinned muzzle device, but it's legal, it's none of these things that are controversial at the moment.
I would tell them the simplest, easiest thing that they need to have that would be mandatory would be a white light first and foremost, and then a red dot optic of some sort, and followed lastly by a sling, depending on what they're doing with the gun.
But, I mean, now, for some people, right, some people are... The problem, I think, in the gun world today is that there's so many guys out there putting stuff on stuff and then recording a video and saying, this has really changed the way I shoot.
Yeah. There's certain dynamics and demographics of things based on what you're doing. If it's you know, two gun, three gun? Is it precision gas gun stuff? Is it, you know, a hunting gun? Is it just my house gun, patrol gun? Am I working with night vision or not? You know, so there's a lot of variables to that equation, honestly. That, you know, that's kind of what makes the AR so great, is that, you know, pull two pins, drop another upper on it, and you've got a completely different gun, right, for a completely different task.
Right.
You know, ultimately, a lot of guys will take that 5-pound gun and turn it into a 10-pound gun.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, if you want something light and handy and portable and whatever, well, just keep the gun light and keep it simple, stupid. You know, nothing changes. It really doesn't. Like, drop a red dot on it, put a white light on it if that's the gun's role, if it's going to be used in a, you know, house role or defensive role or whatever role that you would require positive identification, and keep the gun light and simple. I've got a couple sitting in the safe here and a few others that weigh in with all the accessories on the gun. Literally, a light and a red dot weigh around 6 pounds, 6.5 at the most. And they are convenient, light, and handy guns.
Well, I can see that. I can see that. Mm-hmm. But some people, now some people, Steve, they only have one.
Correct.
They only have one. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out how to make their one the bestest
one.
Either one
all.
The one all. And I understand where that's, you know, I've got one AR-15 right now with a 1-4 on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another one with a red dot on it.
Sure.
And I'm not likely to, the one with the 1-4 is for a completely different purpose than the one with the red dot on it. And I've got another one I'm going to build that I'm going to try to reach out and really touch somebody. And I haven't figured out the scope part of it yet, but I'm in the middle of doing that. So,
nice.
The, with, for somebody who's just looking to build up to self-defense, you don't think they should get too fancy, do you?
No, not at all. You know, obviously outside of having a good quality gun that works, good magazines, a simple red dot optic, and a white light, that's predominantly, you know, 95% of the game right there. You know, trust me, as I got older, and I'm getting older, you know, I revisited low-powered variable optics years ago. I was shooting them back in the 90s on guns, you know, upwards in the 2000 era, came back to them again as the eyes changed, you know, at 50. It helps, right? It helps. There's no reason, I feel, not to have one on, you know, guns that may serve a multi-purpose role.
Right.
If you only have one. So, again, right, nothing wrong with that. But, again, what is the role? If it's just going to sit in the corner of the bedroom for, you know, whatever, and, hey, great. If it's going to be your end-of-the-world zombie apocalypse gun, you know, you might want that one to stick. If you're worried about having something, because I just read this recently on the internet, that, you know, when the EMP hits, if your batteries go down and your optics dead, maybe you want an APOG or you want a low-powered variable on it. Hey, man, the world is your oyster with that thing, right? Like, you can do anything you want to it.
Right.
It's just, what will your budget handle?
Yep. EMP. I haven't talked about EMP in a while. Have not talked about it. Although I am trying something out right now. I am trying something out right now. I picked up a CZ Bren.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've had, have you had a little experience with those?
Yeah, yeah. Great little gun.
Although,
great little gun.
I currently have a pistol brace on it. I may have to change that shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, you know, if I do, I do.
Whatever. Yeah, I think the Bren is a really cool little gun.
Some people refer to that as the CZ Scar. Do you go with that?
You know, variable variants of things. Yeah, I see it. It's, you know, it is a great little gun. I think it's, you know, describing it as hard, but I just think it's just a fun gun to shoot, and I enjoy the snot out of this thing, right, when I was shooting it. It's just a great little gun. I mean, I have scars. I have other variants that would fall into that role.
Right.
You know, that particular type of gun. But, yeah, I think the Bren is a great little gun.
Anyway, coming up on the first break, Steve is the chief instructor at Sentinel Concepts. And if you are looking to see him come to your location, you have to go to the website, sentinelconcepts.com.
Yes, sir.
And there you can schedule it. I mean, that's how I took my class. Somebody scheduled that, and I went to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to the Yeti, Steve Fisher, Sentinel Concepts. I'm picking his brain today because I'm setting a bunch of stuff up, and, I'm just going to emulate him. I mean,
don't do that.
It works for you. So let's move on to shotguns. I just bought a shotgun the other day. I'm not a big shotgun guy. Not running around with a big shotgun for the most part. I bought a 20-inch Mossberg Maverick 88.
Nice.
Seven rounds in the chamber. Or seven rounds in the mag, rather. Yeah, there's seven rounds in the chamber, Steve. Wait till I pull the trigger on that one.
That'll be exciting.
I will be videoing that. I'll send it to you. I got it primarily for the magazine capacity, but my two questions are this. With a shotgun, when you set up a shotgun, do you put spare ammo on it anywhere?
Yes, often I do. It's one of my last pieces of the puzzle for my role with that gun. But ultimately, I do. I might always go on the receiver, on the outside of the receiver in a side saddle.
Well,
so, go ahead.
I was thinking about Velcroing it on. Now, when I asked Super Dave about it, according to him, when he shoots it, it just vibrates right off. Is that something that's going to happen?
No. Depending on the type of Velcro or what it is you've got set up, you know, I'm not sure about Dave's particular gun. I see probably, I don't know, I teach about five shotgun courses a year, a couple closed enrollment, LE1s, open enrollment stuff. I have yet to have that happen with good Velcro models and really good Velcro. Now, there was some, you know, inexpensive stuff out there for a while that was coming off, but if the Velcro also gets dirty, you know, and gunked up and can get, you know, it can lose some of the adhesiveness. But no, I haven't had that problem in years, and I've been a diehard Velcro card guy for a long time. But I also run some hard models, too, that are permanently mounted to the gun,
right,
from Aridus Industries. Those right there are the best of the best.
What about on the butt of the gun on the opposite side from where the cheek weld will go? Do you ever put any ammo there?
No, I don't run. Like, I have one old Coach gun. You know, double barrel Coach gun, because, well, it's just double barrel Coach gun and it's great.
Yeah.
It has a leather butt cuff on it that holds five rounds. You know, there's elastic ones and things like that. They have a tendency more to slide around on the gun, on the butt of the gun, if you don't secure them.
Right.
I just don't like maintaining the gun in my firing hand, in my shoulder pocket, trying to maintain 8 or 9 pounds while trying to load that gun off the butt cuff or switching fire control hands to do the same action. So I prefer not to use those, but at times it may be your only source that you could do if you're running such as a double gun or something else a little bit weirder.
Right.
But most of the guns today, not an issue at all.
Right. What about, do you ever set up, do you have like a rig or a chest rig or something that carries shotgun ammo or anything in it? Or?
Actually, I do. So one that I use for teaching a lot that I've had for years is the rig from SOE Gear.
Oh, yeah.
The cap rig from John, love him or hate him. He makes a bomb-proof product, and he's always taken good care of me when I bought stuff from him, and I have. But when I needed specific things, that was the rig to have. And, you know, ultimately putting, you know, 36, 40-some rounds on board, it's handy as an instructor because I can carry different loads of buck, slug, bird for demos when I'm on the line teaching.
Right.
Instead of fishing around in my pockets looking for stuff. Also, where I really like those chest rigs are, for me, is like when I'm waterfall hunting and I'm in chest waders in the water, it keeps all my shells up out of the water. It's great in competition, things like that. I do use them. I think, honestly, though, that is the best of the best of the rigs going. Ultimately, it's not my home defense, you know, grab-and-go kind of thing, any of those, you know, deals. But outdoors, walkabout stuff with the gun, other actions that would require me to have a lot of shotgun ammo on hand, that would be the rig.
Yeah. What about a sling? Now, mine doesn't have any contact points or any attachment points on it yet for a sling. So
okay. This
is something I'll have to have addressed. But, I mean, would you put the regular old sling arm sling on it or some sort of a variation on a 2-point or a 3-point, or what would you do?
I've used a couple of different ones over the years. Ultimately, I go back to a simple parade strap, much like you would find on a, you know, GI-issued, you know, AR-15, M-16 gun, right? Just a simple strap that goes underneath the gun from the buttstock to the magazine tube. And those generally are a little bit better option, I think, than some of the current crop of tactical two-point slings, just because most people won't take the extra effort to set them up correctly or have the accessories needed to keep the gun from flopping over when it's hanging on the body. Because oftentimes you'll see guys with them, you know, they're attached to the bottom of the buttstock and then went out at the side of the barrel and mag tube. And then when you lay that gun down, the upper part of the gun just wants to roll underneath and swap positions. You know, it wants to invert itself. So that doesn't lend itself real well to the shotgun and its use. So, you know, just because you can put that particular sling setup on it doesn't mean it's the right sling setup for it.
Right. As far as use, for me, right, looking at a shotgun with 7 rounds in it versus an AR with 30, I sometimes have a little bit of trouble saying to justifying to myself, this is the gun I need to go out the door with. And we got about a minute. Can you just, I mean, is this more of an outdoors thing and not so much of a, you know, go out the door fighting humans thing?
I use them outdoors all the time. Its ability to select loads from slug to buck, to make use of those out to from 50 yards to 125 yards is amazing. And there's nothing more devastating or lethal inside of a structure realistically than a shotgun loaded with a proper load selection of buckshot. And you have to think of it this way. Every time you press that trigger, you're launching anywhere from 8 to 16 pellets per shell. So two presses of the trigger, yeah, you just expended half the capacity of an M4 magazine with 30 to 33 caliber projectiles, size-wise. Yeah. You know, so it's a beautiful gun, and let's be real, most people aren't storming Fallujah with it. They are in North America with that gun shoved in the corner of their house.
Yep. Hang on for me. Sentinel Concepts is the name of Steve's company. And there you can find some stuff that Steve has developed with Toughline. Steve has developed a line of bags that are pretty unheralded as to how good they are. You can see that at SentinelConcepts.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some things in America should be simple and straightforward. Perhaps the most important of those things, the most fundamental of those things, is the right to vote.
President Biden making the trip up to Philadelphia on Tuesday to speak about voting rights. The president speaking there at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. Biden continues.
The right to vote freely, the right to vote fairly, the right to have your vote counted.
Missouri and Arkansas are back on Chicago's coronavirus travel advisory. The Chicago Department of Public Health saying unvaccinated people who visit those states and return to the Windy City will have to quarantine. Texas House Republicans are encouraging Democrats to return to Austin for the special session. Texas Senate, House, and Democrats left the state so there would be no quorum. USA Radio News. President Biden visiting Philadelphia today to speak on voting rights. The president expected to call out those who continue to claim the 2020 election was rigged. Biden's visit follows the Pennsylvania governor's veto against legislation introduced by Republican lawmakers that would have reformed the state's election process. A new Gallup poll shows many people have had it with social distancing.
A new Gallup poll shows that Americans have already moved on from social distancing. The poll conducted in June showed that less than 1 in 5 Americans said they were completely or mostly isolating themselves from people outside of their household. Nearly half of respondents said they've made no attempt to isolate themselves at all. Other results in Gallup's monthly COVID survey showed that 59% of Americans said that their social life was back to where it was before the pandemic, with 49% saying their personal financial situation had also returned to normal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Steve the Yeti Fisher, and he's been giving me some pointers on setting a few things up here and there. Now, I started to have this conversation with Super Dave, and he tried very hard to talk me out of it simply because of his opinion of it. Although then he later qualified that to say, but you know, if you really want to do it, I don't under it, it wouldn't bother. It's not that big a deal. I'm looking for either a good Kydex holster that doesn't move on my belt, or I'm thinking about switching back to leather because they didn't seem to move on my belt. I have never I have never asked you what kind of a holster you use. When you carry a gun, I presume you're carrying concealed.
So I have several variants that I choose to use because they all fit roles differently for me. Obviously, you know, I'm a big 1911 guy, right? 2019 type gun. I'm a big single stack 1911 guy, as well as, you know, some of the agency Glocks and stuff like that. So I generally use a couple of rigs. My primary go-to holsters are from Tenacor.
Right.
And Filster. So they cover my inside and outside the waistband carry, depending on the day, mode, appendix, the strong side. You will also find me carrying a lot of leather. There's just something about a good leather rig. I often carry a lot of stuff from Milt Sparks to Five Shot Leather, which is one of my preferred, most favorite rigs out, to some of the old Bowman leather. I've got a lot, right? And I still like a good leather holster. There's nothing wrong with it inside the waistband. Even some of the outside the waistband, you know, models that are out from either, again, Five Shot or total blank. I just said the damn name.
The Milt Five Star. Five Star?
The Milt Sparks. So, yeah. Either Milt Sparks or the Five Shot.
Five Shot.
Yep. So, with those, it's all about options. Again, I like them all. Sometimes I like the comfort of leather when I'm wearing it inside the waistband all day, especially strong side. And, you know, there's just some guns that deserve leather. I mean, I'm not going to kid about that. You know, I like having some of my more classic 1911 carry guns in a good leather rig, as long as it's maintained well, it's holding rigidity of the mouth and the shape of it. But ultimately, you will catch me with Kydex on from Tenacore or Filster, and even some of the older rigs from Raven Concealment. Those are my primary go-tos for everything, and I don't think any one of them is a bad choice based on what you want to do.
Well,
and
I think that
they all work well.
The Tenacore rigs are actually quite the space age rigs, aren't they? I mean, he designed those to where they will carry something thick or thin,
mm-hmm.
and you can adjust it down to a certain point if it's not quite as thick as a double stack 2011, 2019 pistol would be. But I mean, that's where a lot of Joe Chambers, that's where he gets a lot of his holsters from as well. And I mean, I think I've got two. Now, what about now are all these holsters you're talking about that you use, they're all inside the waistband?
Nope. I have a few that are inside and a few that are outside. Just for different variables. You know, if I'm outside training and I don't want to wear a cover garment, I'm just working on certain manipulations. I don't worry about that a whole lot. You know, the Filster Floodlight is a great one for that, and I can hold pretty much any gun that I own in that thing with a, you know, full-size flashlight on it, such as, you know, an X300 or the new Mod Light pistol light that's coming out, or a Stream Light. So I can, you know, go from 1911 to Glock in the same day, or CZ, or whatever I have. So that's a great setup for that as well. Quick, easy on, off the belt. Awesome setup. John Ed Filster is an amazing dude. Makes great product. You know, my Tenacore rigs, outside of one or two of them, are all inside the waistband. I have a couple of their ARX holsters for outside the waistband carry for a G19, G17 type gun. Mm-hmm. And then the rest comes right back to leather outside of like a Safariland duty type rig, but 99.999% I go with that.
I would like it if Tenacore would make an ARX for a 2011. Wouldn't you?
You know, I'll ask them. But I don't know if that's in the cards or not, but I can always ask.
Well, I mean, I have one of his ARXs for a Glock 19.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the only Glock I have currently is a Glock 45, which is currently in the hands of that rascally Taron Butler.
Nice.
So, it was sort of an interesting day. You would have scoffed because I know that you can shoot them all, but I have trouble with Glock. I have trouble pulling low left. You know, that was one thing Steve was saying, are you guys shooting low left? When we were taking a class, because that's a common gripe, isn't it? So, that gets in my head. So I got rid of Glocks because I could shoot six really easily, and I could shoot CZs really easily without having to, you know, center mass exactly where I wanted to go. I was happy. And then I'm having this conversation with him, and he's like, that's because Glocks out of the box, they're garbage. I just sold every one of them I had, and he goes, send me one, I'll tweak it for you.
There you go.
So I had to go get one, which I have, and I've sent it to him, and it'll be built along those lines of the Taron Tactical and the Agency Arms ones, the Gucci Glock. And when Agency Arms was my sponsor, I could shoot an Agency Arms gun straight all day long.
Yep, great pistols.
Yep. So I fully understand why you are one of their assets. I get that. That's as far as product development, how many companies do you work with that you are a product developer for?
You know, that comes in waves. Often there's some independent consulting that comes into play with that. You know, most notably, I've done a lot of stuff with Nighthawk. I've done some things with agency. It's more a lot of lines of tweaks and thoughts and, you know, specifics that are going into a gun and the whys behind we want certain things.
Right.
There's been that with some other optics manufacturers over the years, other gun platform companies over the years. You know, it's just a variable on what people are looking for and what they need and kind of what they want. It fluctuates. There's a lot of NDAs, you know, and there's a lot of companies out there that we've done this with.
Yeah.
So, and it's ever changing. You know, 1 week it's us. 1 week it could be somebody else. 6 months later, 2 years later, it could be back. So there's a lot of input that comes from a lot of people within inside this community that are good people that have a good understanding of what these companies are looking for and what needs to be tweaked to those guns.
It's got to be a gas, though, to get out there and work with. Are you working with Mike or with Randy at the Agency Arms? Or when you're, I guess you're working with one of the engineers at Nighthawk, or when you go by Joe's place, so you're just giving him subtle suggestions and all this other stuff. That's got to be sort of cool to sit back and say, yeah, my DNA is in that gun, that whole line. Set with Joe. Joe only makes 10 at a time, so your DNA only goes so far. We're coming up on It will only go so far. Coming up on the next break, what can I tell you? Steve Fisher is an instructor that he travels all over the country. And if you're looking for him to come to your area to teach a class, you need to go to SentinelConcepts.com. There is the method to get in touch with him and to get him headed your way. It will be well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Steve Fisher, the Yeti from Sentinel Concepts, and now we're going to go into my big thing because this is my big change I'm about to get involved in. Steve does a little bit of this kind of shooting too. So I'm getting ready. I've got a 18-inch AR-15. Nothing done to it yet. I don't like long AR-15s, so I went ahead and got an 18-inch AR-15. It's in 5.56 because, one, I have not got a single round of .308. Two, I can't find a single round of .308 around here. So I got 5.56. Anyway, that's why I'm going with this. And now we talked a little bit, and you talked about the Harris bipod as the bipod to get and everything. Now, with one of these, where we're trying to keep a regular running gun AR-15 light, are we trying to keep a DMR lightweight as well?
No, I don't think so. You know, for its role, obviously most guys would like a heavier barrel to the gun. You know, a little bit more stability if it's on the, you know, on a tripod. You know, weight for portability is not really a huge factor for what you're doing with the gun because you're not humping it around for 15, 20 miles to the mountains or somewhere place.
Right.
Ultimately, I say build it, set it up to make it the most accurate, most stable gun you can. At that point, you know, 308 aside, there's nothing wrong with a good 5.56 gun running 77 grain ammo or even 85. You know, more than capable out to the, what people would consider the normal distances, you know, 600 yards and beyond. Where I think that gun really shines, honestly, is about, you know, 700 and in, even though it's capable of further. But I think terminal performance wise with 77s, that's a great place to live.
Yep.
Ultimately, I would say Harris bipod or the Atlas. I'm a big Atlas fan. I have those. I have Magpul bipods. I have Harris bipods. I have some Accutex. They're all a good, solid, stable bipod. I just prefer the simplicity of the Harris and or the Atlas, depending on the price point you want to spend, right? So, you know, $100 or $200, you choose wisely. You know, at that point, they're both very, very good setups.
Right.
Optics-wise is tricky.
you know, if you're looking for something to literally watch bullet hole and bullet hole at 300, 400, 500 yards, you're going to want to go with a lot of magnification, especially if you're going to be able to get the gun stable, shooting a prone with bags, shooting it from a bench with bags, and the bipods, so all those things come into play. You could get away with going, you know, maybe normally you're thinking like 3 to 15, 3 to 18 power. You could go upwards to a 5.5 25 or even, you know, 4.5 27s. So anything that's out there in that realm is definitely doable. It's just a matter of, again, what you want the checkbook to spend.
Right.
I would upgrade the trigger. I would immediately upgrade the trigger. That would be one of the first things I would do. I'm a big Trigger Tech Diamond fan. I love those triggers. They're adjustable, and they are drop-in, and they are awesome. Like, one of the best triggers I've ever used in a gun.
That was going to be my next question, triggers.
Oh, let me forget that then. So, hey, what's your next question about that?
That was going to be my next question. Now, as far as these, this kind of a trigger now, I think I've had a Geissele trigger in a AR-50. Most of the time, I just leave them pretty stock because, you know, the for me, I'm not too fancy about certain things. What am I going to find? How light is this going to be, or just how reliable? I mean, what's going to be the thing about this trigger that's going to make me go, wow?
The adjustability of it is one, right? The drop-in fit of it is great, and the tensioners for setting it into the gun. The adjustability of it is amazing. You can take that thing down to about, you know, 1.5 pounds, depending on the model. There's even some ones that are more competition-based, so you can get a little bit lower. I have a couple of them in some of my working-class guns and coyote guns. I will tell you this, I haven't had an issue with any of them, setting off right. Everything from XM193 to match ammo. And it's kind of unique that they have kind of a feature built into them that if for some reason, like the set screw, the adjustment screw for the poundage gives away or whatever breaks or comes undone, I don't even know, it will automatically default to the lowest poundage, which is great because so it'll hover right around, you know, that 2 pound mark, right, or 1.5 pounds, whatever you choose. The triggers are crisp. It is a very short break. It really helps pull out every last little bit of accuracy out of that gun possible and ammo.
Yep. Now, buttstocks. Now, I don't know anything about what constitutes a good buttstock beyond, you know, when I was in the service, the M16 A1s and A2s of the day, they were all solid.
Yeah.
One, you know, it was one piece. I mean, even the carry handle was part of it. It didn't come off either. So these newfangled moving around buttstock things. I'm used to them on the ARs, the run and gun ones, but I'm not used to thinking in terms of a precision rifle on this. Is this going to be something I'm going to want to look at?
I think you should. So I will work with a lot. Obviously, Magpul is a favorite of mine from my time there. I like the PRS-3 stock. I like the adjustability of it for length of pull and the cheek weld. So you can raise and lower that comb to adjust for the optic, depending on how you want it set. If you're wanting a little bit higher mounts because of your objective being tall, you know, bigger, or, you know, getting it a little closer to the gun or getting it off the gun a little bit, depending on head, neck injuries, positional shooting stuff, I think the PRS-3 is a great stock. I have it on a couple of guns, and adjustability-wise, form factor-wise, balance-wise, it's an amazing, amazing stock.
Right. Now, once I've got this thing settled and I get it zeroed in and everything, I've got the scope, I've got everything else, and I'm starting to hit targets and everything, when I run out the door, if I run out the door, if that's what it comes to, as I run out the door gathering this up, will I be gathering a regular standard size weapon as my weapon to get me to the point to where I would deploy this, or would I be better off putting some offset sights on this? It's not that long.
Right. If you are going to multi-purpose roll this gun, an offset red dot is a must, I feel. I generally go against most of the grain of the kids today with the 45 offsets.
Yeah.
I prefer a 12 o'clock mount, so I will usually mount my optic in a like 1.4 to 1.5 height mount, keeping it closer to the bore axis of the gun.
Right.
And then I would put my red dot at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Either in, you know, one of the ring mounts from any of the number makers out there, or using a very specific scope setup from like Badger Ordnance or Geisley with the Reptilia mount adapter or Spur, right? So any one of those three are going to be amazing. They are going to be as bomb-proof as you can get and as reliable and as durable as you can get for mounts.
Right.
The 12 o'clock for me allows me simply to stay low on the gun, working at magnification, and then simply just lift the head, you know, bring the chin up, and it puts that red dot directly in my line of sight. So if I'm shooting passively with night vision goggles on, or, you know, I've got close range stuff to deal with, I can make do with that gun. Now,
we're running out of time, Steve. We're running out of time. We'll have to do this again. And
yes,
spend more time on this. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today and being at a good place with good reception.
Always.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, you should do this. You should remember, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.